there has been no finer demolition job, though much of the purely philosophical demolition work had already been done over a century earlier by Hume, but it needed to be done again because of the resurgence of German metaphysical systems. Throughout the 1880s, Nietzsche continued to work on in solitude, unknown and unread, gradually driving himself ever harder as he found his utter solitude and lack of recognition ever more unbearable. Then, in 1888, the Danish-Jewish scholar George Brandes began delivering lectures on Nietzsche's philosophy at the University of Copenhagen. By then it was unfortunately too late. In 1888, Nietzsche finished no less than 4 books, and the cracks were beginning to show. His was a great mind, and he knew it. It was imperative that the world should know this too. In Ecce Homo, he describes Thus Spake Zarathustra as the highest and deepest book in existence, a statement which stretches critical altimeters and credulity alike. As if this isn't enough, there follow chapters headed Why I Am So Wise, Why I Write Such Great Books, and Why I Am Destiny, in which he advises against alcohol, endorses oilless cocoa, and commends his bowel habits. The bombast and self-absorption of Zarathustra were reappearing with a vengeance, in mania. In January 1889, the end came. While walking down a street in Turin, he collapsed, flinging his arms tearfully around the neck of a horse which had just been whipped by its driver. Nietzsche was assisted to his room, where he wrote postcards to Cosima Wagner. I love you, Ariadne, the King of Italy. My beloved Umberto, I am having all anti-Semites shot. And to Jakob Burckhardt, signing himself Dionysius.